one of the interesting things about the night before that we went to party for Dublin was that I had calls to my house, a physical callers to the house from the past pupils, like chairman or president of past pupils unions, with an envelope, a card and a check, right, for our campaign, because they only realized in the last few days, hey, this is going to cost those kids a lot of money. Okay, now we had made all the money initially, but we had and I had the visits, and these people wanted to come and wish us well, and parents came up to the station the following day. Lots of those people that called to my house were there the following morning at 7:30 to see us off. And there were, we had megaphones donated by electrical shops, Deason's, and there was Clancy's and other shops in O'Connell Street. And we had about 8 or 10 people on our action committee who used these megaphones to keep the march kind of going up along the quays and up to O'Connell Street. And of course then the lead, we stopped at the forecourts. That was the office of the Commission on Higher Education. And we had a pre-arranged meeting organised with the Secretary of the Commission on Higher Education, who did not feel very comfortable. Who did not want to be meeting us.
No.
Okay, and I can assure you of that. But they used the megaphones very effectively outside of the forecourts. And when we came out and we were finished there, we moved on then to Marlborough Street, where Tom O'Donnell, Stephen Coughlin and Donald Comaly accompanied us into the meeting with George Colley, the Minister for Education. And it was the members of the committee that actually went in on the deputation. And George Colley was very uncomfortable, and he listened to our case that was made, and Mary mentioned about 1916. I remember Kieran Daly speaking very eloquently.
That's right.
About equality of opportunity in Irish education.
That's right, yeah.
And that he, as minister, had a direct responsibility for doing something about it. And you know, he responded that, hey, the government were doing everything they could, but their hands were tied because of the report of the Commission on Higher Education not being published. We had made arrangements as well to have the press there. And it was Stephen Coughlin Jr., who was on our committee, was PRO.
That's right.
And he had done a very good job in organising the media. We had television and radio at Kingsbridge Station and outside the forecourts, and then up along the quays and then in Marlborough Street. So as a result, that night and the following day, there was and for a few days later, there was a lot of publicity in the national and regional papers, which really highlighted the whole thing and brought it to a new level of momentum. We had the CBS pipe band who led the march in both directions, up the quays and back down after our meeting in Marlborough Street, back to the station. So it was a very successful, effective day from a publicity point of view.
I think